This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the economy and the way things are happening in terms of hiring and recession and job loss, and even though there was some job growth, we're seeing a lot of layoffs happen. One thing that has been reported and we've been seeing is are more adult kids coming home, moving back into the house, or some adult kids not leaving the house. And it's a question I get asked, you know, when should they leave? When should you give them the boot? Is it good? Is it bad? And so I'm mixed on it. Now, when I was 18, I was scratching at the door. I couldn't wait to leave. And I worked 3 part-time jobs and, you know, tutored in between classes, worked weekends and nights at one job, the other nights off, and the other part of the weekend at another job. And I was able to pull maybe 55 to 60 hours a week of work while doing a full load with school and trying to graduate college in 4 years. And so for me, I did it. In terms of roommates, I lived with whoever I could. In medical school, I had just, I didn't, guys who I didn't even know that were students would share the apartment. I lived wherever I could live going to school. And I'd rent out a room. I lived in somebody's backyard. They had like a little casita. This was at Washington and Rancho in a busy part of town that was still close enough to work. But I lived in their backyard and paid some rent because I had a little shower, had a toilet, had a bed, and you know, I made it work. And to me, most of my education growing up, I credit to that, having to find a place to live, how to live on $6 a day $6 a week for food, how to manage jobs and school. So to me, I think moving out is one of the most educational things you could do. But things are a little different now. And so what I have seen with, you know, many adult children is they might struggle to have a roommate or struggle to have roommates that may actually be good influences on them. I've seen people drop out of school, drop out of work, just kick back smoking marijuana all day. And so the question I have is if you have an adult child that wants to come back, you know, or is staying with you, do you have parameters? Do you have guidelines? You know, is it that the child is going to school? So if the child is going to school and they're saving money, and they're going to be saving money for a home or for a wedding or for a, you know, and there's logic behind it and there's strategy and it's financially sound, I think it's fine. I know another adult person went, lived on their own, lost a lot of money that they earned on all the living expenses. And I think it's more financially feasible to go back and rent a room from the house that they were living in. Which is another idea, too. You know, your adult child, if they're living at home, make them pay rent. Why not? They need to get used to paying rent. If they're going to live with you, they can pay rent. Now, eventually they'll be like, you know, I might as well have my own place. But because there's two different conversations. One is where the kids don't want to go. They're parasites. They're afraid to go out on their own. Then the other is, do I really want to drop $2,000 to $2,500 a month for rent, power, water, Wi-Fi, computer? Is it financially sound? Are living with roommates who you don't know? I mean, in the 90s, I was afraid of single white female. I don't know if you guys remember that, where somebody took a roommate, single white female, she moves in and she ends up being a killer. You know, I don't know how my parents ever were able to sleep at night knowing that I was living with strangers, but I didn't want to live with them. I wanted to do it on my own, and I did it on my own. But nowadays, you know, you really don't want to subject your kids to living with perfect strangers. You don't want your kids to blow money that's hard to earn when they don't necessarily have to. So what, you know, is there an age which a child should move out? I mean, I wanted my kids to move out the second they backtalked to me. So that was 3 years old. I was like, see ya. And I even told him. I go, I don't need this. You guys are the worst roommates ever. Leave. See ya. And like, okay, that's fine. But so if, let's say you have an 18-year-old child. You know, they want to go off to school. They want to study. You know, good. But if they're like, no, I just want to play video games. I just want, then you're like, well, then you pay rent. You're 18. I don't think it's unreasonable to charge your 18-year-old rent. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I couldn't do that. They're my kin. I'd rather they save the money. Okay, well, then that's fine. But then they need to show you they're saving the money. You know, if you are going to be providing them, you know, free rent, what are you saving this money to later move out, to get a home? What are you using this money for? Are you using this money for your education? You know, the deal I made with my kids is if they're in school and they're studying in school and they can't find roommates to live with, then that's fine. They could stay. But the second they stop school or the second they stop working, you're out. And so you'll have parameters. Now, some parents have children that just smoke weed all day, don't work, don't go to school, and they're just living in the basement. They're not dating. They're not. These kids will be with you forever till your 30s, their 30s, 40s, 50s. And some parents like it. They're like, well, good. I got somebody who'll take care of me. I understand that things are changing, and we are seeing a lot of cohabitation. Families living together, kids living with parents. It's actually very strategic. I'm seeing parents and children moving back in with each other. We've been actually seeing this since the recession, the Great Recession. But, you know, to have two separate homes and two separate ones, basically you're overwatching, you know, at your parents' house all the time, keeping an eye on them, taking care of them. We're talking even senior parents. So the cohabitation issue isn't bad as long as it is a cohabitation issue and there's independence on all sides. If there's a dependency going on, there needs to be an addressing of that dependency. Because, you know, for me, navigating my rent, my landlords and all that was an education that I think everybody should have. But on the flip side, things are so expensive. I don't want to see people blow through whatever salary they have to live somewhere that when they could save money at home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silver.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of the questions I got was, do babies need to have baby wipe warmers? When you clean their tushy, does the wipe need to be warmed? And should that be purchased for new parents? No, I don't think I like the idea of heat and some of the chemicals on the baby wipes. Now, we've talked about some of the best things to do in terms of tushy. It's clean soap and water. But we rub and we wipe. I see so many diaper rashes where parents are using chemical products to clean their baby's butt. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I raised two boys, trust me. Sometimes I'm like, we need to bring a hose in here. But, some of these wipes, I understand their convenience, and maybe they smell better, personally, I think a very, very soft washcloth and with a little bit of soap and water is less caustic to the tushy. If you're an adult, they recommend bidets sometimes. you know, to just clean things off. I don't personally have a bidet because I don't have the money to. But I think we are really fixated on wiping ourselves. And some people, they wipe themselves to the point where they're raw or they bleed. And toilet paper, it's a little controversial how good for the tush it is. So when it comes to babies, you want to have as little sort of trauma to the skin as possible. But you need to get the stool off. You need to get the urine off. Because, unfortunately, it could be acidic, and it could burn, and it could cause them to have a diaper dermatitis, a rash, or even start to grow yeast. So I would say, you know, you could use a cloth. Use a rag. So 2024 is going to have to be the year of us saving money. Now that we've had so many experts claim that this is going to be an absolute mess, some drug prices going up, as Biden's going to try to negotiate with thousands of drugs, prices are already going up so these drug makers can make whatever money they can make now until the rules set in. Supply chain issues, labor issues, minimum wage going up. Things are going to start getting so expensive that you're seeing a lot of articles and a lot of recommendations on what to do to save money. And one article caught my eye, which was really cute. And again, I have to credit Cheapism. This was an interesting source. Your ultimate list of useless stuff you never need to buy. And interestingly, some of the stuff on this list are things that we bought in the 90s, the 2000s, the 80s. We don't necessarily have to buy anymore. I don't agree with everything on here. But for example, they say a sandwich press is a waste of money. Do you really need, you know, these gadgets to make paninis, grilled cheese, breakfast sandwiches? You know, it's nice. And I get if you're a big panini maker, yeah, it's nice. But if you don't have to spend the money or lose the kitchen space or have to deal with the cleaning of it, maybe you could forego it. Another thing they say is formal wear. You know, if you rent your tux, rent clothes, it's cheaper. I'm mixed. One of you had asked me years ago, should you buy a tux or rent a tux? How many times needing the tux, you know, does it make it worth it? Well, if you do have a lot of events to go to, weddings, bar mitzvahs, other things where you know, galas, I would say buy your own as long as it's something that you could tailor and change. My fear is that the problem I have is the renting prices have gotten so expensive. If rental prices are cheap, rent it. You know, make sure it's clean. Rent it, drop it back off, you're done. But if you do notice that you have, you know, a lot of events to go to, I would buy it. And then that's your fancy suit. And also, it could be a jacket that could double for both a real nice jacket and a tux. So all you have to do is change out the tie and the shirt, and you could use it again. I love rewearing things. I just do. They say don't buy rags. I notice that you could buy kitchen rags. You have old T-shirts. You have old towels. You don't necessarily have to buy rags. They say lottery tickets are a waste of money. I don't play a lot of lottery. One, there's no lottery in my state. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, but whenever I'm in California, whenever I'm in Arizona, I might pick up some lottery tickets. I don't. My husband does. I don't because I'm not a winner. I just am not very lucky when it comes to stuff like that. And so, you know, if you win, it's the best investment you've ever made. And there's always winners. But in terms of, what, 1 in 175 million chance? Now, if you need to save money, maybe rethink your lottery ticket purchasing. Most of us don't have to buy GPS navigators anymore because they're coming to our phone. I remember these GPS navigators being $1,000 at one time. Ridiculous. Baby shoes. I get asked this a lot with babies because new moms are like, what can we do to save money? I got baby shoes as gifts for the kids. And as a new mom, you think it's so cute to have a little pair of your baby shoes and then you keep the shoes. But to be honest, my kids never wore them. I always put socks on their feet. I also put socks on their hands because they would always pick at their eye, scratch their eye, and I'd always try to trim their nails. And if, you know, they, and so I sometimes had, I gave them, you know, I didn't always have their hands covered, but if I thought they were going to mess with their eyes and I couldn't interfere, I would sometimes put socks on their hands. But when they're cold, usually socks are fine. I think baby shoes are not really very comfortable for babies. And, yeah, when you go out, it looks cute, but no. Apparently, there's a market for identity theft insurance. Now, I don't necessarily buy all the insurances out there, but most banks and credit cards will protect you. So if you're buying theft insurance for your credit card and your credit card won't charge you if somebody steals your credit card, then I don't know if you necessarily have to do that. I would definitely talk to your broker, maybe not your broker, but talk to your financial advisor. What's the smartest thing to do? I think having insurance does save your butt for a lot of things. It just, for identity theft, I'd have to look a little more into it. So on that one, I'm going to stay neutral. Scented trash bags, they say, are an absolute waste. Your garbage will stink. You know, I get if you have to have your garbage in your RV or you have to have your garbage on your boat and you don't want it to stink, but I don't like the chemicals. I don't think you need exposure to the extra chemicals. If it's garbage, just get rid of it if you can. Landlines have been a big discussion. We got rid of our landlines. We noticed we weren't using them because we have cell phones. The only problem is when the cell phone tower is out or there's some sort of power issue, you know, oftentimes the phone lines are still solid. So I think it depends. I know a lot of seniors still like their landline, and I'm fine with that. But, yeah, if you want to save money and you never use your landline, it's something you could do. You know, but, again, I have a little mix on that. They say individual magazines, going to buy an individual magazine, you know, is starting to go by the wayside. Yeah, it's nice to have one on the coffee table, but since COVID, people don't want to touch other people's magazines, and people read their news and stuff on telephones. So that's a waste of money. Digital cameras, you know, now that we're taking pictures on our phones, we don't seem to. I notice some people still have cameras, and the more old-fashioned cameras, I think a camera is still good, especially can do way better than a phone. But yeah, I don't think I've bought digital cameras since we bought phones. These fancy bath products, every now and then you get a basket that has a loofah and soap and a brush. They might be nice to accent the bath, but I never use them. They just collect dirt, dust, throw them out. You don't need them unless you're a big, big bath taker. Cheapism also talks about new cars. I have not bought a new car in a very long time because they lose their value as soon as you drive it off the lot. So I like the idea of used cars. The only problem is now that electric cars are starting to be mandated, you don't really want to buy a used electric car if you can't trust the battery. So that advice is starting to change. There's a whole bunch of things like multivitamins. People always ask, is it worth buying multivitamins? And I see people spend a lot of money on supplements. And boy, is the supplement market a billion-dollar industry. If you eat a healthy diet and your medical provider says your magnesium levels are good, your potassium levels are good, your vitamin D levels are good, your calcium levels are good, you know, there's an argument that a lot of people don't need multivitamins. If your diet is poor and you are deficient in a lot of nutrients, then I think they're important. But are more expensive vitamins better than cheaper ones? Many of them aren't regulated, and I don't know what you're getting. So make sure you talk to your medical provider about that. So interesting stuff. A lot more advice they give on saving money. But, we got to start thinking a little more smartly about what we're spending money on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Another group of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein have been released, and they contain more celebrity names. Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, and Michael Jackson among the A-list celebrities that appear in the newly released documents. Many of the names belong to people who have not been accused of wrongdoing. Olympian and famed double amputee runner Oscar Pistorius reportedly getting out of prison several years early after having been sentenced to 13 years for the murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. A new report raising eyebrows about the so-called widespread presence of plastics in food. Consumer Reports tested 85 supermarket and fast food products and found 84 of them contained a chemical that's used to make plastic more durable. 51-year-old actor Christian Oliver and his two daughters have been killed in a single-engine plane crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with the new year, many people are looking for a new job. And some of you have been looking for jobs and hoping to find side gigs or other forms of passive income where if you did lose your current job or there was any instability in the economy, that you had something to fall back on. And I get that, and I don't blame you. In fact, again, the reason why I worked three part-time jobs in undergrad and I waited tables while in medical school is I always feel like I need something to fall back on if something goes wrong with a current job. Or, you know, I thought if I didn't make it through medical school, I could at least wait tables. At least I had something. And I don't think I've ever just had one job. Except when I ran my medical clinic, I did work at urgent care, and then I finally had to give up working at urgent care to run my clinic, because while I was waiting for the clinic to build up, I worked at urgent care, but it was really, really hard for me to go to one job And then I went into radio and I taught, and it's something that I've always had to, you know, psychologically have a backup plan. But many of you have not interviewed for a job, and you haven't interviewed for a job for a while, and things have changed, and some of you make mistakes. You know, I told you when I was a pre-med and I wanted to get into medical school, somebody came to lecture to us about how to get through the interview, and they said, when you're told or asked, you know, what are your weaknesses, tell them something like, well, you're a perfectionist. Tell them that's a weakness. That's the worst answer you could give. I'm telling you guys right now. I actually gave that answer applying to medical school. No, I'm not a perfectionist. One, that's a lie. Number two is everybody uses that. Wrong answer. And so I teach students and I teach people who interview, you know, when somebody says, you know, what are your weaknesses? You know, what you want to do is you pick something that, don't say porn, you know, don't say, oh, you know, I'm a procrastinator, I like to sleep in, I really like the marijuana. Don't be saying things like that. But what you should do is say, I want to improve on my ability to code, you know, like coding. You know, I've done some Python, I've done, if that's the job, and they need, you know, and you know, you excel in what they need. They go, but I really wish I could be better. And so one thing I want to work on is this. You know, another weakness is I wish my Spanish was more fluent. I speak Spanish, but I wish I had even better fluency. So that's a weakness I'd like to conquer. Now, an answer like that, even though it might still look like a little kiss-uppy, one is you're showing you do have a skill. Number two is you're honest. You're like, and the fact that you want to improve on that. Now, you know, you say, well, I want to do better with my customer service. And they're hiring you for customer service. If you're saying your customer service is a weakness, that's not good. You know? But let's say, you know, one of your weaknesses is a weakness I have is I want to be able to laugh when a customer isn't that funny. You know, like when they make a joke, I want to be able to laugh naturally at their joke. Because with customer service, some people just want to talk and they just want to chit chat. And I sometimes miss that they're trying to make a joke. And so that's something that I'd like to overcome. But, you know, it's something that sometimes the employers are like, you know, they're insightful. They just told me they're pretty insightful about something going on. But now, mind you, if the job is all people want to do is joke with you and you can't laugh, you could be doing yourself in. But people want to know a weakness that's relatable. Now, for me in medicine, a big one was my handwriting. You know, I said, I want to improve my handwriting. You know, and I tell medical students that's something that you could actually still use today. You could say a weakness I have is my handwriting. And I'm so grateful we have electronic records. Because, you know, if I had to do medicine the way my professors did, or they wrote out orders, can you imagine? But, weakness is my handwriting, which I'm improving, you know, but I, thank God I could type. Thank God I can, you know, proofread. My spelling's great. But yeah, handwriting's not too good. Another weakness you can also bring up that might not necessarily do you in is my weakness is, I don't know how to pack nutritious lunches. You know, I will opt for the carbs, I will opt for the, and I want to do better from a nutrition standpoint. I may actually be taking some cooking classes later just to kind of, you know, see how to make fish taste better. I think a big weakness is I don't get a lot of omega-3s and fish in my diet. Not that that's necessarily related to the job, but that's something that I really need to work on and overcome. So they want to look at what your ability to self-reflect, your ability to recognize that there are some things that need to be fixed, your ability to understand that you're not perfect and that you have room to go. And so those are the types of answers. Now, many of you are looking for remote work and you are finding that remote work is getting harder. And you want to know how to bring up that you would prefer to work remotely to the job. Well, fortunately, a lot of these jobs, when they post the jobs, it'll say remote. It'll say remote work. But then when you read the fine line, they're like, no, we will still want you to come into office 2-3 times a week. And if you're like, I don't want to do that, you might want to reconsider that. I mean, if it's a job where you're like, look, I have to take care of a family member at home, I will not go back to the office, and then you might as well be honest and don't try to get the job and then try to negotiate that if it's really a deal breaker. But if you're like, no, I'm okay coming in once or twice a week, then, you know, how you manage it is you could say, look, I am so excited about this job. Can I ask what are the, you know, hours and what are the requirements, you know, in terms of in office? Are you going to need me to do remote or are you going to need me to be on site? I'm good with either. I want this job. And then they say, well, basically we want you to come in 2-3 times a week. They say, I enjoy working with others. I think it enhances some of our teamwork. I could work either way. Fine. Count me in. But if you're like, I'm not liking that, then you don't need to be honest. Say, look, I want to be able to still work for this corporation. I do have some. Well, the other thing, too, about the remote people that we need to be honest about, now that remote is starting to go away a lot faster than, it should have never really gotten to the degree that it did, but it did. You also need to be honest with yourself about what it is that you want the remote for. Is it because you get to sleep in? Well, if your new job is going to require you to log in at 8 a.m. or be on for an 8 a.m. meeting, well, then you're not really sleeping in. Is it because you don't want to spend money on gas or drive, you know, your car? Is it that you want to be around the pets? You don't want the pets to be alone. Well, there's, you know, some pets can be, especially your cats. They actually prefer sometimes for you to go for a few hours. Now, is it that, you know, you're worried about going back to a 10-hour day away from the house because of commute, but if it was 4 hours, not a problem? Is it the traffic you're worried about? You know, there's many individuals that are able to negotiate with their boss. Look, I have no problem doing 8 hours in the office. Can I, however, do 10 to 6 or 6 a.m. to 4? This way I could bypass some of the bad traffic. If they're reasonable with that, that could be an option. Now, is it that you have to go to the doctor often? Well, that's what FMLA is for. FMLA allows you to have that sort of liberty. So you need to kind of be honest about what it is that you like. Is it because you're working a side job and a side hustle? These other bosses are not going to want to pay all your benefits if they think that's going on. 1-877-FELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So our blood pressure is something that we unfortunately ignore. High blood pressure is known as the silent killer. Some people can't feel when it's high. I've had some patients that say, I feel it. I believe them. But many people don't. And a study was published earlier in the year that many older Americans with high blood pressure don't regularly check their blood pressure. 47.9% did. 54% said they didn't think they needed to have a blood pressure cuff at home. And telemedicine visits are changing things in terms of, you know, you used to have to, any patient that saw me always got their blood pressure checked, even if they were seeing me for a dermatological issue. Well, now that we're seeing patients over the phone for dermatological issues or UTIs, people are not getting their blood pressure checked. So the United States Preventative Services Task Force urges all adults to be screened for blood pressure in the clinical office setting. And the blood pressure recommendations based on the American Heart Association and Stroke Association is we want your blood pressure below 120 over 80. If you are at 120 over 80, you're already elevated. Now, how many of you go into a doctor, the nurse, you know, checks your blood pressure and says, yeah, you're good, 120 over 80. 120 over 80 is considered elevated, people. Good is like 115 over 75. So they've really started to change. I remember in school, you needed to be under 140 over 90. If you are 140 over 90, you're already hypertension stage 2. So normal is under 120 over 80. Elevated blood pressure is over 120 over 80. High blood pressure is when you're over 130 over 80. Like 130 over 80, 130 over 85. And then stage 2 is when you're over 140 over 90. So if your blood pressure is like 157 over 92, you're high blood pressure. Now, there's two numbers to your blood pressure. You got your systolic and your diastolic. Your systolic is the pressure of the heart that gets exuded when it has to beat or pump the blood. Your diastolic pressure is the pressure of your arteries between the beats while the heart is filling. People say, well, which number is more important? They both are. If you have an elevated diastolic high blood pressure, that's could cause end organ damage. If you have elevated systolic blood pressure, that can also cause damage. So we don't like either. And high blood pressure, as you know, could increase risk of heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, dementia, eye damage, erectile dysfunction, just to name a few. So to lower your blood pressure, obviously we want you to limit your alcohol, limit your smoking, limit your caffeine drinks, lose weight, exercise regularly, sleep well, make sure you don't have diabetes, high cholesterol, thyroid issues, kidney disease, sleep apnea, but also you need to have a low-salt diet. Now, when I tell people you should have a low-salt diet, they say, oh, okay, that's good. I never add salt. Well, there's a lot of foods that sadly can come with salt. Or there's a lot of foods that can actually affect you in terms of raising your blood pressure. So, for example, if you eat sugary foods, that can definitely affect your blood pressure. So, if we want to kind of look at some of these things, one list that I thought was pretty fascinating was the... I want to give credit where credit's due, and I'm trying to find it. But one of the top things on their list was donuts. And they found that, you know, donuts can obviously affect your blood, could affect your salt level. Apparently, sugary foods, which a lot of people don't seem to understand and appreciate, is that sugary foods can also affect your blood pressure. And so we sometimes will... In terms of taste, substitute sugar for salt. Salt's bad. Salt's bad. So I won't eat anything salty. But because I have blood pressure, I'll go and reach something for something sugary. Well, studies such as this one from 2014 in New Zealand found that increased sugar consumption correlates with higher blood pressure levels. And the average donut could contain 10 to 20 grams of sugar. In fact, some donuts surpass 300 calories. That might not help. Healthy Gem also lists some other foods that they recommend. Instant ramen. A lot of us want to save money, so we could get these packets of Top Ramen or Maruchan Ramen for like 10 cents a pop. Well, a 2014 study said consuming instant noodles more than twice a week was associated with an increased risk of high blood pressure and metabolic syndrome. Now, some of you would say, but I don't get that because you're not eating meat. You're not eating fried foods. You're eating noodles and hot water. Apparently, an average serving of these noodles contained 1,820 milligrams. That's equivalent to nearly two-thirds of the FDA's daily sodium recommendation of 2,300 milligrams. Energy drinks, a big no-no. In a study from 2019 conducted by the American Heart Association, consuming 32 ounces of energy drinks led to an increase of both blood pressure and heart rate within 30 minutes. Why? Well, because you're drinking these quickly. You're not sipping the energy drink like a cup of coffee. And we have seen life-threatening arrhythmias and abnormal heart rhythms. Don't be drinking energy drinks. White potatoes are found to increase blood pressure. In 2016, scientists reported the findings from over 20 years of research. And they said boiled, baked, mashed potatoes 4 times a week will increase your blood pressure by 11%. Now, potatoes have potassium, but they have a high glycemic index. So, something to talk to your doctor about. They say tomato sauces, be careful of, because many of them have salt. Some of them, 400 milligrams of salt. Tomato juice, a cup of tomato juice, can raise the sodium level to 600 milligrams. So understand, though, if you do eat pasta, when you add tomato sauces, that can do it. Certain breads are very salty. According to this source, a slice of Sara Lee white bread provides 130 milligrams of salt per slice. Bread tastes better with salt. So if they want to sell their bread, yes, they're going to add salt. This is from Healthy Gem. Artificial sweeteners can also heighten blood pressure. They've been linked to heart disease, stroke, obesity, diabetes, and even some cases cancer. Frozen pizza. You got to be careful with frozen foods and frozen pizza. Some of them have over 5 grams of sodium, and we don't want you over 2.3 grams. And if you have high blood pressure, even less. So rethink the frozen pizzas. Peanut butter. Peanut butter has sugars, vegetable oils. These things can unfortunately also affect your heart. Pickles. You know, pickles are interesting because the pickle diet got some popularity because it made you feel full. It made you feel like you had a yummy treat. It made you feel like you were getting some vegetables in. But they're salty. And unfortunately, that could raise your blood pressure. White rice. Also, again, it's a starch. One Harvard study found that people who ate more than 5 servings of white rice a week had 17% greater chance of type 2 diabetes. Cheese can also raise your blood pressure with its fat and salt content. Soda, as you know, is a no-no. Deli meat also has a lot of salt. Coffee has been debated, again, because of the caffeine. My thing is even though Harvard researchers found no link between heart disease and coffee, coffee that's black and not with all the cream and the sugar and all that has been found to have healthy benefits. But if you have high blood pressure, you are going to be asked to limit it because of the caffeine. As you know, a take-home message is sugar can be just as bad as salt. And so you need to be really, really careful with what you're doing and eating. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.